The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Amen. Can we say a word of prayer this morning? Our Father, we thank you. Lord, we ask for the meal prepared for us today. We ask for great supply of grace. We ask for the food of your face. We ask for the meal of your heart. We ask for meals that will alter our nature. We ask for meals of consecration. We ask for meals holy, meals righteous, that you feed us this morning. Lord Jesus, we open up our hearts to you. We ask you for mercy. Give us great supply in the name of Jesus. Father, I receive mercy. I stay under your servant, our father. I stay under your servant, our mother. I stay under the pastorate to say, Lord, help me this morning. Help me to be faithful. Grant me help. Anoint my tongue. Write upon our hearts your law. Make your spirit alive in us. Make us able servants, servants of righteousness, made holy, that we may be perfect in your sight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The thought in my heart has been on this matter of priesthood, gifts and sacrifices that our Father has been laboring on for a while now, or for some, just a few meetings, the Lord has been talking about the matter of entrance into a place that no man can actually go to without the help of the high priest. The dispensation we are now is a time where everything seemed to be good about our life as believers. But that goodness can still be soiled or foiled by the enemy. And that is why the high priest does not stop giving sacrifice or does not stop ministration until entrance into the holiest of all is made. Because until that is ensured, in the old testimony, once a year, blessing is not secured. If the high priest does not enter into the holiest of all and make sacrifices there, and the Shekinah comes, and once the Shekinah comes, we are sure that the next 1 year is what? Is secured. And they had to do that every year. But I was saying, the last time I was here, I said, this our own high priest is not like that one that needs to keep doing it every year. He did it once, gave a sacrifice that took care of the issue of blessedness for the whole of existence. Before God, the Son, the sacrifice that the Son made will always be relevant. Hallelujah. To have presence or to be in the presence of God can only be by that blood. And that is why by the eternal spirit, Jesus was able to shed that blood. Hallelujah. Let's see Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Let's take reading from verse 14. Seeing that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but as it was in all points tempted like as we, yet without what? So he now said, let us therefore come how? Boldly. This boldness comes because of an understanding. You know what sin does to us? Sin takes away our boldness to approach to God. The day man sinned was the first time he started hiding from God. And since then, he has continually hid himself from God. Sin is that force, or that life, or that law, that where it thrives, God does not stay there. And because God wants to have us to himself, the blood of Christ was able to do that total reconciliation. And he did not only forgive our sin, but he healed our infirmity. And that infirmity is the capacity for the soul to always sin. I like what Adike said recently, that God likes to forgive sin. God is not a father that is afraid of your sin. You know, many times, there was a time that Daddy was talking to somebody and said, you beat this child this much because of your own fear. You know, many times as parents, we teach our children righteousness from fear. Don't talk to that girl on the, don't have girlfriend though. Don't have girlfriend because you don't want to be tagged as the mother of the boy who impregnated another girl on the streets. Not because you love God. It is so that your name will not be tarnished. Abby? Are you seeing that? When you go to school, attend fellowship. Be a Christian. Shomodada. It's not because of the love of God. No. You don't want to be the mother of the dropout because he or she got pregnant. In fact, mothers like my own mother told my siblings, those of us who are male, the day you impregnate a girl on this street, no problem. The money for your school fees will be used to raise the child. See, African mothers, when they finish painting that thing, you will not want to go close to it. My mother said to my sister, "Bo you." Everybody, I'm a lolly or coin. You see, it's not the love of righteousness. If it was accepted in the community, they may not even disturb you. In fact, they may be the one encouraging you to do the same. Are you seeing that? That man, there is that thing in man that does not seek after God. In fact, the scripture put it, say, no, not one. So we are inside that no, not one. It is only the Son. And that we have gotten born again does not mean we now love God with the whole of our heart. Sin can use everything except the Son. Sin can understand every law except the law of the Son. And that he told us that the glory of the Son is the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. So what am I saying? Is that we are born again. You know that the prophecy that came this morning, one of it, came before to tell us that we have stayed long enough on a particular position. You have been a good Christian. You have loved God to a level. You have done well. If you don't move, I like the fact that we are being made to read some chapters in the Bible that we never ever go to, if not that they put it on register. Some of you missed some chapters in Genesis now. You have not recovered it all. You stop. You continue with us in Exodus. You say you will go back. You did not finish that one in Genesis. Go, today is Sunday now. After, go and sit down with your carryover. Oh. Some people have missed some in Exodus. If you miss anyone in Exodus, I believe that you will miss plenty in Leviticus. It's not sweet. But you see that thing that is not sweet? There is life stored up there. If you don't understand the Levitical priesthood, you can't understand Christ's priesthood well. Because Christ came to keep all the ordinances. He didn't break any of the law. You know one funny thing about the journey of these people? It is said that when the glory rests on the tabernacle, that one was in Exodus, eh? When the story rests, they will stay, right? When the glory lift up, they will move. Anybody that does not move with them, wild beasts will kill them. You heard in that prophecy that said we should move, right? You stayed here enough. What you have done is good. It's good. You have done well in a level. But you have to move because the glory is already lifting. I'm not a prophet, but I'm telling you, this one is not, it's korokoro. The glory is lifting. They're about to take movement. Don't say I have not understood what was taught before. Move in your heart now. Agree that we are moving. Say we are moving. We are on a journey. At a point, we rested. I hope you notice that. For those of us who are a bit spiritual, you said there was a time when the teaching sat. This cloud is about to lift. And it is very key to our next entrance, because we are not going to, you see this next convention coming, we must keep all these preparatory feasts. Let me tell you, those who will enter in some little time will be so different from those who did not enter. At a level, you can use, you know that there are some questions that you use sense to carry when you are writing exam in school. You will use sense. That used to happen a lot in arts and social sciences. You will use brain to carry the thing. You will say it like this. You will say, you will know that you don't know the answer to this thing, no. But you sure don't want to leave that space empty. So you will say, rabba, rabba, rabba. Imagine, idea is need. You will not give plenty definition for the same idea. At least you will still get some points. Abi? But there are some things. There are some others. When you don't know, imagine when they say, you see, those of you that are doing Open University, you think it's easy. Just get to 300 level. Then you start answering open-ended question or fill in the gap. That German question, that one, when you don't know, you don't know. Where we are entering next? Eh? Say when he says you open the revelation, you know, the revelation of Jesus began from Genesis, when God, well, before the foundation of the world, the lamb was slain. In the middle of the scriptures, the lamb came alive. And in the end of the scriptures, the lamb was enthroned. You are speaking English. The next place we are going to, it is that they who know their God, they will be what? You see, that strong is what Ephesians said in Ephesians chapter 6. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Because they that don't know their God will be weak. You say, if I don't do exploit, there's no problem. There's problem. There's problem. That exploit is not an exploit to do outside. It's an exploit inside. It's an exploit that happens on your inside. It's not exploit of outside. Because there is war within every soul. The war within every soul is a wall of spirits. And that is why you need the help of the high priest. What the high priest has to give is gifts. The high priest has gifts. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 8. Hallelujah. We said this high priest can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, Abby. Because this high priest knows. He knows the world we are inside. He was in it now. He understands. And that is why this high priest will do everything to push you. You see that sister you want to marry, they will not allow you to marry that sister. You will see her, she will not see you. That brother that you want to kill yourself for is the reason you dress like this morning. Honestly, you are not on his list. Listen, 7 sisters are already on that list and you are not there. Because of that sister, you have gone to look for a job where they did not send you. High priests will begin to cut down things. Begin to cut down things. Because if they don't cut down those things, at the end of the day, destruction is what is awaiting the child that refused to journey. Destruction. So when the high priest is ensuring that everybody that wrote that exam, in fact, that exam, you are one of the best, but you didn't get the job. You don't know that there is one boss that you meet 3 years' time who will say something that will become a clog in the wheel of your furtherance. You don't understand that the high priest has attention to take you through this veil. So let's see.
He's a high angel. High angel. High angel. High angel. He's a high angel. I come high angel. I am a high angel. I am high angel. I am high angel. 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 I minister things of life. Things of life. Equate. Elimuva dea tevelian koka. Erote ima. Emino siya dabahata. Akwale vananana shiate. Heliendosh. For there's an open heavens over this community. Open heavens over this community. For many must move. Many must move. Many must be taken over by this cloud. Emufruhate. Ewote. Eliepote. Emonania. The high angel is here for ministration. Ministrations of life. Puatefia. Eyaye no. Eduade. Eduonta. Haika. Haika. You do not condone that. Ajibuate. Emiwa seyeaba. Thailand. Feliendesh. For judgment will begin to happen to things that have held you back. Peprioka. Fesimani. Kaleyanish. I will come. You will see me. You will know it's me. Ebania vuanish. Eranosha. I will beckon you, but not without cost. Not without cost. Elimio fatalian. For it is time to judge even that which is holding you back. That which is holding you back. It's an hour of mercy. Hi, angel. Miosiate. Heliandosh. To minister. To minister. To minister. Tiaposian. Teliandagab. To bring people to find mercy. To find mercy. To journey. To journey. To journey. To journey. To come into this new cloud. To come into this new cloud. We will judge things. We will judge thoughts. We will judge things. We will judge thoughts. We will judge attitudes. We will judge attitudes. Emino fashiante. Evenion tashia. And we will minister even things of life.
That prophecy is very accurate. When Jesus introduced himself as an angel, it's not actually an angelic angel. High angel. It's because of what he wants to do. That's why he's coming like that. Give me that scripture in Daniel where Jesus was referred to as great Michael that shall bring judgment to the saints. This season, like I said, brethren, the battle this season is a battle of spirits. Spirit that he has told us before that when chapter 12, okay, at the time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. There shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered. Everyone that shall be found written in the book. This great prince is not the Michael existing now. He's the son taking the place of an angel for the work he will do. Because judgments must be delivered to the saints. If judgment is not delivered to the saints, the spirit of this age will ravage every remnant. Every remnant.
I hate idols. I'm cutting down idols. I'm purging you of your idols. For it shall no more be said amidst you that a people are given to idolatry. For I will purge you. I will purge you. Radia fale. Egezizie lanemo payanata. Aleno swa fek at. Olu on tero shia. I will cut down your idols. I will cut them down. I will cut them down. I am Michael. Babylon Fiota. Eliku Paito Velen Emotion. Alane Tosh. Ratoshian. Welcome to the season of ministrations of purgings. For I will purge. I will purge. I will purge. I have purged. I will yet purge. I will cleanse. I will sit like the refiner's fire. I will refine my people, for it is time they are a people acceptable to me. Ebobi Ofiontene, I will purge you. I will purge ministrations of mercy to purge, to purge, to purge, to purge. For I will open even deep places, depths, depths in you, and I will exhume. I will exhume your idols, and I will fill with light. Eranashian, I am a minister of light. I bring light. I bring healing. I bring light.
Amen. Receive all the healings. Receive ministrations of light. We will not shield. We will not be hidden from light. In the name of Jesus. So we see, I was going to read Hebrews chapter. Let's take reading from verse 2. A minister. Or let's take it from verse 1. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. This is the focus. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. A minister. Say a minister. And of the true tabernacle. A minister in the sanctuary. But it's something else. In the holiest, called the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man, say this man, see the way they are referring to our Lord. This man have somewhat to offer. That's where we will stop. He has somewhat to offer. Brethren, I say he has somewhat to offer. He has things with him. The high priest is, he has come with great good, great tidings, and those things are the first ministration. His first ministration in the sanctuary is gifts, and that is why when Jesus died and rose up, he said he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Daddy was saying on Saturday, said, when God loved, he gave his only begotten son. And Daddy said, that was sacrifice. You know, God is the only being that can start from on top. Every other being will start from under. God can start from anywhere. Nothing boxed God. He gave his ultimate once. It's only God that can do that. He gave his only begotten. Do you know how many years it took God to train Abraham to be able to give his Isaac? From the beginning, God gave his own, his only begotten. And Daddy said that thing cost them. It was not cheap. It will only take eternity for us to understand what cost is for the Son to descend. As beautiful as that was, the essence of his descending is that he should ascend up. If he descended and did not ascend, he's wasted. And that is why in his ascension, he led captivity captive. Because it is without him leading captivity captive, we can't receive his gift. Man is like a mad, was like a mad dog before God came. Why do they call us vagabond now? We are dead in sins and trespasses. We had no hope. Give me more examples. We are hopeless. Eh? We were alienated, in fact. Nothing. We were totally gone. Totally gone. There was no remedy.
the assurance that we will come and receive his gift. So they have to lead captivity captive. That's why every gift of Christ is a captive. He does not serve himself. Any gift, anybody that comes to stand and say is a gift of Christ for the church and serve himself is an antichrist. So he led captivity captive and gave to men. The gift of the Son is Christ. The first gift of the Son. You know, that he said, the Father gave, loved, and gave his Son. The Son loved and gave himself. The first part of himself, or his first gift, is Christ. And Christ can only be given or administered by the gifts of Christ. Without the gifts of Christ, we can't see or understand or receive the gifts of the Son. So he wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gift to men. Now, he that ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. Yes, he that descended is the same that also ascended far above all things, that he may fill all things. And that explanation of what he gave now, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. For what? So without these gifts, the saints will remain good and never come to perfection. So the vehicle of bringing the saints from being good is to open the saints to the ministration of Christ through his gifts. So the essence of those gifts is that saints will be perfect. Perfecting. They didn't say perfection. Perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry. And the ministry is what Pastor Fola was saying earlier in the morning teaching, is the ministry of reconciliation. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come. Can you see that we are numbered? In this journey, we are numbered. And the success of the journey, or the blessedness of the journey, was prepared for everybody. There was nobody on this journey they wrote that should not finish. Provision was made for everybody to come to perfection. Hallelujah. Till we all come to the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God. May we come to that point in Jesus' name. May the knowledge of the Son of God in this season continue to progress in our heart in the name of Jesus. You will not stop. You will not stay. You will not be tired. You will not be satisfied with what you want or what you have now. May the Lord bless all of us with a desire to want more. Because it's a blessing to want more. I said it's a blessing. It's a blessing to say, I don't have enough knowledge. I've not perfected enough knowledge. I still want more. When people are saying, wow, you are doing very well. Hey, if I can even do 10% of what you are doing, hey, my life done better. Oh. And you are saying, you don't know how much more I still have to go. It's a blessed estate. Hallelujah. Let's say amen. Amen. So we are children that God loves. But we must become children of or children born of his love. Because that he loves us is not enough. If we are not born of his love, we do not have his nature. Say, he that is born of God cannot sin. You see, the problem of our problem, all of us, is this sin. Say sin. Let's go back to that Hebrews. Hebrews is where my heart is. And just look out for how the Lord will grant us mercy to release ourselves to the hand of the high priest. Let me tell you, there's nobody that high priest undo that will stumble. There's nobody. On this journey, that's why the high priest had to be touched by the feelings of our infirmity. You see that thing that your pastors do not understand? The high priest understands it. And he has gifts that can take care of that matter. Hallelujah! Just open it up to him and he will deal with it. Let's say amen. Amen. Are we here together? Let's see verse 6 of that chapter 8 we read earlier. But now, hath obtained a more excellent ministry. You know, he did an excellent ministry when he was on earth. But when he ascended, he obtained a more excellent ministry. By how much also he is the mediator, say the mediator, of a better covenant. If there is an high priest, there must be a covenant, right? If there are gifts and sacrifices, there must be a covenant. It also means that if there is a covenant, there is also oath taken. Hallelujah. Which was established on better promises. Covenant is given for promises to be received. Hallelujah. When God cut a covenant with Abraham, what was the promise God gave him? I will make your name great. And did God achieve that promise? He did. And we know that what we can see today is still lesser than what God promised Abraham, right? Let me tell us, there is nobody that comes to the covenant of Christ that the whole existence will not be envying you. That's the essence of our being Christ. He said they want to use us to show to the, how did Ephesians put it? He wants to use us to show to principalities and power the manifold wisdom of God that he brought in Christ. What God wants to use us to do is bigger than making you a billionaire in Bitcoin. It's still small. Minister, evangelist worldwide, is still small. Have the best marriage on the earth, is still small. Have all the children that you can dream of having and have money to take care of them, is still small. What God wants to do in us is to rewrite code that was written by an everlasting spirit. Hallelujah. Nobody said something, though he was talking about our health. And I discovered that thing is very true. He said, if you are believing God for healing from a particular sickness, and it seems not to be happening, and you keep holding on to faith, and you keep holding on to his promises, and you keep holding on to what he has said, and you keep trusting God, even if that disease or that sickness, even if that person dies from that sickness, the strength of that sickness has reduced compared to when that before that person started having faith in God for the dealing with of that sickness. We need to understand the warfare of spirits. And that's why the teaching today, I won't go down too much. I will not care to go down too much because the Lord will have to upgrade us. Because where spirits are warring against us, if they don't come down to our terrain. They don't come down. So let me tell you, this matter of sin has been age long. Even much more than we ourselves. But I say in our own generation, we did a death blow on sin. Not because of our own resolve carelessly, but because we have an high priest that can be tossed by the feelings of our infirmity. So that infirmity you have, present it to the high priest. Allow him to give you a way out of it. Allow him. Hallelujah. Because what he wants to do with us is to make us people who can cut covenant with the Father himself. Let's continue that reading. He said, for if the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place be sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come. Can we read this part together? Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Go to verse 10. Let's read verse 10. For this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds. Let's say amen. Yes, let's continue. And write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. What do we say to that? That we are born again, we are in this church, does not mean that we are already God's people. But his intention is that we'll be his people. And that is why they are bringing covenant at this time. They are bringing covenants. They are bringing gifts. They are bringing sacrifices so that we can cut covenant. So that he can write his laws on our hearts and on our minds. So that he can put his law. And after they finish putting, then they will now use what they have put to write. Law is not empty. Law is life. Daddy began to talk about the love of God in this season. And he said, love is expression of a life. How you know love is by expression, right? You don't know love by spelling. You don't know love by song. You know love by expression. That's why love is one of the most bastardized things in our society today. Eh? People want love, but the law of love, they don't know. You can't love without law. When God loved and gave his son, he gave by a law. A law instructed him to do that. When we are receiving his love, we don't just receive feeling. Eh? God loves me. There's nothing he will not do for me. In fact, he will overlook my sin. He does not even look at what I do to bless me. He does not even look at my estate to bless me. God loved me so much. The love of God is very big. It's like an ocean. All those things you are saying is still English. Love must be what? Expressed. For love to be expressed, you must learn the law of love. Hallelujah. Let's say amen. When law is written, what it produces is life. Love is even at the tail end of everything. That is why when God loved and gave his son, when the son came, what the son came to give us, he came to give us his law. You will see that in Romans, Abby. Romans. Law of Christ, law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, law of death, law of sin. They are all life forms. And as we are learning the law, we are gaining his life. Let's say amen. Let's see Hebrews chapter 9. But it's important that we understand what Jesus came to give. So that when he is bringing it, you can recognize and receive it. Because what you don't know, you cannot desire. Hallelujah. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, That is to say, not of this building, not of this flesh, not of this our casing. That's the building, not building of church. Neither by blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. Entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and ashes of an ephah sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purification of the flesh. You know that he gave this discussion on Saturday? That in the old testimony, just the blood of bulls and goats following a particular structure was able to cover sin, because the blood of bulls and goats was shed according to a law or according to a sect of instruction. When this happens, if you want to offer sacrifice for sin, kill a goat of this particular year, of this particular color. Abi? When you kill the goat, take the blood, put it on this side of the altar and on this side of the altar and on that side of the altar, then the sin is covered. Can you imagine? Does it not look like magic? It looks like magic. What happened to the sin? It is not actually the blood of goats that covered the sin. It's the instruction followed. Because if any other person, if somebody just say, me too, I can kill goats. You have sin. Brother David, you have sin. You want to do sacrifice? I can help you. You don't need to go to the tabernacle. Don't worry. That place is too far. Let's do our own altar here. And we kill the goats. And say, when I went the last time, you know some of us, you will not go and learn the skill from the person that knows the skill. You will go and make your hair with somebody. And you say, I'll make my hair consistent with this person for two, three times. I will get it. By the time you do it on another person's head, you will know that's not the hair that was done for you. You do it like this. You do it like this. Imagine if they took you to somebody's house. Maybe your brother wants to marry. And say you are going to be the one on the arrow. You are the number they will put on the invitation card. They are going to the wife's place. They took you there. Say, Shoti mono. You are the one bringing the parents that day. By the time you have reached, you count four junction. Then on the fifth one, you turn to the right. By the time you have count four junction two times, you are reverse, go back. You have count four times, your father can give you slap. That day is not just the killing of the goats and the sprinkling of the blood. It's the procedure that was followed. And that's why they kept telling Moses, build this thing according to pattern. Let me ask you, was it that the ear of Aaron was not opened? He cannot hear God. Why was it that for every instruction, it is Moses God will tell? Moses already had a template of heart that the way they say it is the way we say it. So you can't go to anywhere to hear their word. Say church is church. There are some gifts. And that's Moses was a gift to that generation. Abi, he was a gift. Say when you read Moses, when they read Moses. So for the whole generation, Moses was what they were eating. Moses was what they were living. Ah, if Moses can be like that, if people can look at Moses and add a level of relationship and fellowship with God, how much more the son that descended? If you follow him according to procedure. That was why when Jesus came and left, you know that the apostles did not manifest the first gift. His disciples could not break into the first gift of Christ. Abi, they said to Peter, come and do this one. He could not do it. He didn't have the template. They had to bring in Paul. Because it's not age they use for that thing. It is who have template of heart to go where they say. Go right, go right. Go left to 2 cubits. He went to left 2 cubits. Didn't he add? Some of us, you will always add. You will add. He said, give prophecy. You know, the prophecy is on you. The thing has finished. You still add your own. They know you don't have template of art to carry the life fully. They will have to bring cleansing. They will have to bring cleansing. I said the high priest want to cleanse us for entrance. So let's see Romans chapter 16. Romans 16 verse 25. He said, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, that is now made manifest. There is an according. It is gift of Christ that can follow all the according as it is without missing one step. That is why when we receive the ministration of the high priest from their mouth, we are cleansed, we are purged, we are brought into the fellowship of the Son. Let's say amen. Amen. Jesus attained the highest alignment of all, and he has also raised gifts. I don't know why I cannot move from this point. I think this is where God, the Lord, wants us to rest. That Reverend Busi is not just preaching what he likes. Somebody is on him. A spirit is on him to work spirits down in us. Let me tell you, brethren, don't be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. What he wants to do against you is beyond your imagination. Only the high priest knows his real intention. You can't know him. You can't understand your enemy fully because he's a mystery. There is one who is also a mystery. When Reverend Busi is talking, don't say you have idea. You know why? They have killed him. As it were, presently, there is no day he can wake up to the revelation of his own dream any longer. He can't. Except he undoes all the work that has been done in him. I mean, that never happened in Jesus' name. You don't understand when he said he led captivity captive. Gifts of Christ are captive. They have put leg on them. There is a way Reverend K said it. He said they have been held at the jugular. Have you ever seen when tiger kills? It's not lion. Lion can still be biting flesh. No. Tiger goes for the air, where the air, the windpipe, and crushes it with his jaw. And once that is done, forget it. What's remaining? You know, if they bite leg, you can still be running. If they even bite leg off, you can still carry gun and shoot the. But if they bite jugular, that's what Jesus does to his gifts. He pins them down. So you don't become gift in 2 years. For Paul, that did not marry and had no intention to. In fact, they had to castrate his heart to ever think of that possibility so that they can finish that work in about 15 years. Olotiri Jesu, you are not an apostle. No apostle will rise here that the Lord has not ordained in Jesus' name. And if there is a sister in the house that your brother you want to go and marry, is ministry conscious, just go and deliver him to the high priest. Consistently deliver him to the high priest called the Son. Keep delivering him to the high priest. The Lord will take him. Don't follow that thing. Don't follow the wave of spirits. Seducing spirits are outside already. Because you speak and Reverend Kesa, that young boy is sharp. He's sharp. You think you have something? Eh? The Lord will help us. This warfare against the spirit, against the spirit of the age, will be won in the name of Jesus. Sin must not thrive in us any longer in this season. We must now be deliberate on this matter of ensuring that sin is not having its free way. We must now labor we must labor with the high priest of ensuring that sin is no longer having a free course. We must poison the blood of sin by a heart that is weaved with righteousness and obedience. Hallelujah. Every instruction of life we have been given, we keep. General instruction that is for everybody, we receive grace to keep. Even when nobody is looking at you, we have grace to keep it. You will keep it as if the Lord is right there beside you. Just reading Bible, it will be as if you don't read this Bible now. If you don't read this Bible now, wake up and read your Bible now. Wake up and read your Bible now. The Lord will begin to beat your heart like that in the name of Jesus. Because it is not of the reading of Bible, is that our heart is tempered to obedience. Because in this season, I say, our heart will be tempered to obedience. We'll find that obedience will become easy. Obedience will become fluid. You will not struggle to obey any longer. You will not be considering it. You will not consider. Should I not? Oh, it will be so easy for you to obey. I said it will be so easy for you to be meek. To come under, to be broken, to be exposed, to be naked and not be ashamed. We'll find it so easy. Lord, this is our desire. It's our desire. We receive help from the high priest. To be broken. To release ourselves. To be given to righteousness. Not because we want anybody to applaud us, but because righteousness is our life. Lord, this is our desire. Because we love you, Jesus. It's just because we love you, we say these prayers. High priest of good things to come. Walk on the tables of our hearts. Remove filthiness. Filthiness of the flesh. Filthiness of the spirit of this territory. Vomit of spirits. Wash us, Jesus. Help us to cherish our fellowship with you. Let our fellowship with you come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Let our fellowship with you come alive. Let the place of our fellowship be made holy. Be made holy. Possibly separate from sinners. Separate us to yourself, Jesus. High priest of good things to come. Jesus, is it time to cry to the high priest? Don't close your mouth. Is it time to cry to Jesus? Deliver me from this wretched body. Body of sin. Body of death. Deliver me, Jesus. I don't want to see that I'm good in myself. Because I am not. I am not sufficient in myself. I am not. I still have limitations. Limitations in seeing you as you are. Limitations in speaking your word as you give it. I still have limitations, Jesus. Make me a sacrifice. Make me a holy sacrifice. Help me to offer my bodies. Help me to present, offer my bodies. A living sacrifice. Holy, holy, acceptable to God. Give me your judgment.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.